Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And guess what? Today we're diving into something super powerful. Gratitude. Yeah, I know. It sounds a little cheesy at first, right? But trust me, this isn't about plastering "thank you" on every Instagram post. This is about cultivating a genuine sense of appreciation that can seriously shift your whole vibe. Because let's face it, life can be tough. There are always going to be things that stress us out, annoy us, or just plain suck. But when we focus on the good stuff, the little wins, and the amazing people in our lives, a whole new world opens up. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut? Like every day was just blending into the next? You know that feeling when you wake up and your brain is already racing with to-dos and worries? Well, cultivating gratitude can be like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. It's a conscious choice to shift your perspective from what's lacking to what you already have. And trust me, there's a ton of good stuff waiting to be discovered. Think about it. The warmth of the sun on your skin, that first sip of coffee in the morning, the sound of laughter, a random act of kindness from a stranger. These little moments add up to create a beautiful tapestry of life. So, how do we actually cultivate this gratitude muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. 1. Start with a gratitude journal. Seriously, this simple act can be a game changer. Every day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend to a beautiful sunset. Writing it down helps solidify those positive feelings and trains your brain to focus on the good. 2. Practice mindfulness. Living in the present moment can do wonders for gratitude. When you're fully engaged in what you're doing, whether it's eating, walking, or talking to someone, you appreciate the experience more deeply. Try taking a few moments each day to just breathe and be present. Notice the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. 3. Express your appreciation. Don't let those good feelings stay bottled up. Tell people how much you appreciate them. A simple "thank you" can go a long way. You could even write a heartfelt note or send a small gift to show your gratitude. Remember, kindness breeds more kindness. 4. Reframe negative thoughts. This one takes practice, but it's worth it. When you catch yourself dwelling on the negative, try to reframe those thoughts in a more positive light. Instead of saying, "I hate this traffic," think, "This is an opportunity to listen to my favorite podcast." 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves to be celebrated. Take time to acknowledge your successes and give yourself credit for all the hard work you put in. Let's say you're facing a deadline at work. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and maybe even a little resentful about having to work late. Instead of focusing on the pressure and the inconvenience, try practicing gratitude. Be grateful for your job that provides you with financial security and allows you to use your skills. Be grateful for the opportunity to learn and grow from this challenging task. Be grateful for the support of your colleagues who are also working hard to meet the deadline. See how shifting your perspective can make a world of difference. So, the next time you're feeling bogged down by stress or negativity, remember these key takeaways. Practice gratitude daily, live in the present moment, express appreciation, reframe negative thoughts, and celebrate your wins. It's like this amazing superpower waiting to be unlocked. By consciously cultivating gratitude, you'll not only feel happier and more fulfilled but also become a magnet for positivity. You attract what you focus on, so choose to focus on the good stuff. Remember, it all starts with one small step, that grateful journal entry, that conscious appreciation for a warm cup of coffee, that heartfelt thank you. Now go out there and radiate gratitude. Don't forget to share your own gratitude stories in the comments below. Let's build a community of positivity together. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of Daily Detachment. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.